I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research has been underway in South Carolina for over 30 years to better understand diabetes. To talk about this important long-term diabetes research is Dr. Timothy Lyons. He holds the John A. Colwell Endowed Chair of Diabetes Research, and he's the director of the Division of Endocrinology at MUSC. Dr. Lyons, 30 years ago, you were a fellow at MUSC, and you were working on this research study that has become a landmark trial of patients with type 1 diabetes. Tell us about that.
Thank you, Bobby. Well, that study is called the Diabetes Control and Complications Trial, and I think it's fair to say it's been recognized by many people as the most important thing that has happened in type 1 diabetes since insulin was discovered almost 100 years ago. It proved once and for all that intensive management, particularly of blood glucose, but also other risk factors in patients with type 1 diabetes, had a huge and powerful effect in the development of complications. By complications, I mean the eye disease, kidney disease, heart attacks and strokes in people with type 1 diabetes.
And what has happened with this study over time?
Well, after the main result came out now 25 years ago, a follow-on study was initiated to observe those patients, and that is still ongoing with a truly remarkable 95% of the patients still under follow-up. And the message is that intensive management started early and sustained can completely transform the outlook for people with diabetes. These findings apply not only to type 1 diabetes, but many of the findings are applicable also to the more common type 2 form of the disease.
And will this study continue?
Yes, the main part of the study has been funded recently for 5 more years. We, 20 years ago, funded a large project with support from the NIH to look at the biochemical basis of the complications of diabetes. The things that we measured can now be related to developing disease as the patients get older. And so we have not only a huge opportunity, but a huge responsibility here in Charleston to bring this work to fruition.
Any other aspects of this diabetes research that you'd like to mention?
Yes. Women with diabetes who become pregnant face complications of pregnancy and threats to their own health and the well-being of the baby. It's not to say it's unsafe to become pregnant with diabetes. It's not. But there's a fourfold increase in the risk for preeclampsia, as one example. We have initiated work over the past 20 years that's yielding very interesting results, whereby we can understand what's going wrong in pregnancy over a 9-month time frame that's giving clues to what happens to people with diabetes over 20 or 30 years, as in the DCCT. It's an accelerated model for the complications of diabetes, and it's a very important subject matter, obviously, for young women and their babies.
You have such an interesting perspective. You've been with this particular research in various stages for over 30 years. I imagine you've seen a lot of things change.
Yes, it's very different to have type 1 diabetes today from 30 years ago. There's been a transformation in care with new forms of insulin, new ways of delivering insulin, new ways to monitor blood glucose continuously in patients to make them aware when the glucose levels are going low, new oral medications in addition to insulin. The outlook is much, much better and is improving year by year, indeed almost month by month.
Dr. Lyons, thanks for this information about diabetes and diabetes research.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.